holy person, a high-level person, a Jew, needs to figure out, and this is the last lesson, I think, for all of us. You have to figure out a way how to yearn, how to be in pain, how to want to honor Yerushalayim, how to want to have honor for the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, V'myoimar Adam. The only time the Mesillas Yesharim says it in this fashion, V'myoimar Adam, mi ani. Now if a person's going to say, who am I? You're going to tell me I got to mourn the Beis Hamikdash? You're going to tell me I got to figure out how to feel distress from Yerushalayim? We love going to Yerushalayim. You go get a shawarma, you go hang out in Yerushalayim. I'm saying, what if we Yerushalayim? No! There's something missing. The honor of the Beis Hamikdash. Says to the Ramchal, who am I? I'm going to understand Shezpalel al Golus, the Al Yerushalayim. I'm going to make a difference. Who am I? How am I supposed to understand it? He says, no. You gotta realize that you're the only one. As the Mishnah says, you have to look at it that it's your responsibility. You have to figure out a way to feel the pain of Yerushalayim, to feel the pain of the Jewish people. You gotta figure out a way. That's our avodah. That's what we have to do. He says, what's the nachas ruach? He says, what does Hashem want from us? Ask for it. Say, I want to connect to Yerushalayim. I want to connect to the Beis Hamikdash. I want to connect to Tisha B'Av. Even if we're not answered, how many years could you imagine people who left the concentration camps that they said they never imagined they'd go through what they would go through and then they end up without Mashiach? Say, can't be. He says, it doesn't matter. He says, even if their tefillos are not answered, doesn't matter. You have to do what you have to do. Hashem is happy that we're sitting on the ground, that we're trying to figure it out, that it's hard for us to connect. We'll read books, we'll learn Svarim, we'll talk about it. You'll watch something on the Holocaust, you'll do anything. Rabbi Shlomo, pinch me. How many people have told me, anyone who knows anything about psychology, people who hurt themselves, you know why they hurt themselves? Because they want to feel something. We want to feel, Hashem, we want to cry. Hashem, we want to know what we're missing. Hashem, we don't want to be complacent. And Hashem is happy just the fact that we yearn for it. Just the fact that we want it. He says, and this is what the Navi says. He says, the Navi's upset. He says, Eini shvayishtoivim ki mavdiyah. Nobody cares. Apathy. No one cares. So what? So what that there's Chil Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom? So what that there are people who don't know what Eretz Yisrael is, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So what that there's Machlaikas, Chas V'Shalom? We have to care. We have to want to care. We have to want to care. And if I don't care and I'm apathetic, I've got to challenge myself and say, how can I figure it out? That's what he says. Tzioni Yairish Eima. Nobody cares. Could you imagine? Nobody cares. It's not about crying. It's not about feeling. It's about wanting to feel. It's about wanting to cry. It's about wanting to connect. It's about saying, I don't, to be honest with yourself. You have to search it out. It's not a regular day. We cannot bother ourselves because we're weak. Could you imagine? That's what he's saying. We can't bother ourselves. We are not bothered. Because even if we're weak, even if it doesn't make sense, even if we have no connection, we have to figure it out. And he brings, the only way anti-Semitism is up, anti-Semitism is stylish, and it's only going to get more stylish. You know what that means? That means the honor of the Jewish people is being stepped on again and again and again. You know what that means? It means the honor of God is being stepped on again and again and again. It means the honor of Eretz Yisrael, the honor of Yerushalayim, the honor of the Beis Hamikdash. The fact that we're here, we have a big responsibility, everyone. that we're obviously doing something wrong. It's a very, very important day for a person to realize, what are my problems? What am I doing wrong? Where am I messing up? How can I fix myself? What do I need to fix? And you could cry out. You want to cry? Cry about yourself. Cry on yourself. Cry about what you could do, what you've messed up, who you could be, the greatness of who you could be. Beg Hashem. Hashem, wake me up. Hashem, wake me up. Hashem, give me sensitivity to the Beis HaMikdash. Give me sensitivity to Neshama, to a world of Neshama, to a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This day is a day of rebuilding. And you know what it begins, the rebuilding? It begins with the darkness. It begins with understanding, what room do I have to fix in my house? What ceiling is leaking in my house? What's wrong with me? What do I need to fix? How do I fix it? Whenever you want to put up a building, you first dig and you destroy and you see what the problems are and you see all the gook and the dirt, and then you start building your life. Now is the time where a person digs deep into himself and understands, what am I building? Why did I not build? What do I have to build? Roy l'chol yari shamayim, to be mourning on the Beis HaMikdash. L'chol yari shamayim. Why yari shamayim? It should be roy l'chol adam. Because if you're not a yari shamayim, you have to mourn over yourself first. Am I a dwelling place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do I have the tumah inside of me? Did I destroy myself? Today is a day of major, 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 major introspection. That's why you sit alone. That's why it's not a time to have conversations. I'm talking to you, the Bnei Yeshiva. It's a time to be alone. It's a time to sit alone. It's a time to introspect. This is the beginning of your process of why, me, what, how, what can I do? What do I need to do? It's not about saying hi to people. It's not about being friendly to anybody. It's not about anybody else. It's about introspecting within yourself. How did I get into this mess? Why didn't I build the Beis HaMikdash? What can I do to build the Beis HaMikdash? And it begins with building myself. It begins with building my own Beis HaMikdash. It begins with me figuring out what it is that I'm lacking. It's not time to look at anybody else's lacking. What do I have to do? They say kinnis is the same letters as tikkun. Misakin. It's all about, what do I have to fix? Kinos is tikkun, the same letters. What can I build this next year? What do I have to build? What's missing in my life? What have I destroyed? How do I become a person who is a dwelling, who is mamash a ma'on for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because everything comes from that. Happiness comes from the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem will help each and every one of us, Klal Yisrael, and we'll be zoicha to do Tisha B'Av properly. We don't have the tzaddikim in our generation anymore to be able to see a Chavetz Chaim. To see a Chavetz Chaim, to see someone who's crying, Yoimam V'layla, tzaddikim who every day is an Indian to cry. The tzaddikim did that every day. Ask for Hashem to give us a Tisha B'Av that we can feel. And through that, in Mirz Hashem, we'll be zoicha. Kol Mesaval Yerushalayim. And all of us, that will be zoicha to do it properly. And through that, each and every one of us, in God's Klal Yisrael, Mirz Hashem, will wake up in the middle or soon, whatever it is, we'll hear the shofar, we'll hear the blowing of the shofar, and we'll be dancing, Mirz Hashem. Can't even imagine what that would be like. Mirz Hashem will all be zoicha to do today properly, to be mesavel properly. And through that, we'll be zoicha to the binyan Beis HaMikdash, we'll be zoicha that this day, will internally, that it is light, so much light in this day, will taka turn around and be that day of happiness and rikudim and simcha and yeshua for each and every one of us and for Gantz Klal Yisrael.